And our time right now at WAMV is 8:22, and with us this morning is Catherine Stengel, who is a philosopher residing in New York City with her husband and three sons, and has written several books in the German language, including November Rose, A Speech on Death. And Ms. Stengel, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Bob?
Hi. Good to have you with us. Tell us, first of all, what inspired A Speech on Death, November Rose?
Well, as you mentioned, I lost my husband myself when I was 33, and he was 33, and we had two small children. So I went through the experience of losing, you know, my most beloved person, and that was one of the impulses to write this experience down. But also, as you mentioned, I'm a philosopher, so I had the impulse to say, you know, what if I don't have anything to say about all the aspects of being a survivor and what it does to your identity, to your, you know, to your life, then who else could talk about it? It's our philosopher's duty and job to talk about the most existential problems in life, and so I felt like I had to address that.
And tell us, do you look at death in several several aspects? Is divided into future, present, and past. The first three chapters. What? Tell us about how death impacts each of those.
Yeah, you know, I looked in November Rose, A Speech on Death. I looked at death as from all of these different perspectives. So there's, you know, you can look at death as what we imagine for ourselves or the others, the fears we have, you know, imagining death in the future. So that's the first chapter. Death as present really describes my own experience of being present while my beloved died. And, you know, for others, it might be the moment when they get the phone call that we all fear, or this traumatic moment of the real death. And death as past is then describing how, you know, we live through the trauma, the immediate trauma. It's also describing the clairvoyance, you know, the kind of insights we have that are given to us that we wouldn't expect to have in how to deal with everything that relates to death. And the last chapter is not about death. It's about really the life of the survivor, how we live on, those, you know, who survived the death of a beloved, how all of these problems that we face, you know, social complexities, stigmatizations, for example, that we are looked at, you know, people see us and they see, of course, that the other is not present anymore. If we're a couple, you know, this other person is bodily missing, so you become this kind of symbolization of mortality and all of these complexities. That's what I talk about in The Debt of Life.
Well, how have you been able to move on into that final stage?
That's somehow, you know, it's a transition that happens almost by itself, I think. And for me, the crucial point that I'm talking about in November Rose is what I learned through my own pain is that most of the pain for the survivor is really created by himself holding on, as I call it, to the branch of death. So because you loved so much and because somehow this love almost betrayed you and caused you all this pain, we kind of are hesitant to let ourselves fall back into love and life. And that is when we cannot heal. So it's important to have the courage to let yourself fall into life and love again.
It takes some courage, doesn't it?
It takes a lot of courage, not only personal courage, because you have been so hurt by, you know, by love, basically. It's like a coin with two sides. I mean, death wouldn't be a problem if we weren't loving. So the more we love, the more pain, basically, there is. But it takes also social courage because, you know, especially for women, there's somehow still this unwritten law of monogamous love. So, somehow you get a lot of messages, and I did, by friends and acquaintances, that when you love a living person, that you betray the deceased. And for me, it's very important to look at love as an inclusive emotion, you know, like you love your second child as much as your first. You can love a disease and a living person at the same time.
Well, you know, that's something that plays out in families all the time, where perhaps the children, especially if they're still living at home, don't really want the survivor to go on with somebody new. Sometimes they, because somehow that is, as you mentioned, a betrayal of the one who passed away.
But it's not, you know, that's what I'm talking about in November Rose, it's not at all a betrayal. It only becomes a betrayal when we look at death as somehow, like a car, you know, if we look at it as something was, you know, breaks and we want to replace it, but people are not replaceable. So I think it's important to explain to your children or the people who tell you that you or suggest that you are unfaithful, that this is not a replacement. You're not replacing someone. It's really works with, you know, the inclusiveness of love. You can love many people at the same time. It doesn't mean it takes away anything from the one who's deceased.
Very good point. Well, it's a beautifully written book, and thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Now, we hope you have a great day.
You too.
Catherine Single with us this morning. November Rose is the book, A Speech on Death.